This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. On Tuesdays, we cover education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, boosting students' math skills by taking a walk. Starting this spring, a group will take kids on math and science-focused walks through the Dallas Arts District. It's called Walk STEM. Glenn Whitney is founder and director of the National Mathematics Museum in New York. He's designed walks like these around the country. He was in Dallas recently to scope out the Arts District and stopped by KERA. Glenn Whitney, thanks for being here.
It's a real pleasure.
First off, you've been designing these walks around the country. Why?
People see mathematics as something that is abstract, that lives in a box that only happens during math class and isn't connected to the rest of the world. And so what we and our partners in doing Walk STEM want to accomplish is to show how mathematics actually threads through all of the things we see around us in everyday life.
Tell me a little bit about how math is behind the art and the architecture of the district or plant life.
Well, it's interesting that you mention those two items because we were just doing a brief intro walk in the district, and I talked about the ornamental grasses that were planted, you know, along one of the buildings there. And, you know, these organisms are evolved to maximize their chances of reproducing and passing on their genes. And so you can see that in something as simple as the arrangement of the seed pods around the central stalk of the grass. It wants to be able to distribute its seeds in as many different directions as possible, and you see how that's evolved to a certain geometric arrangement of the seeds around the stalk. Turning to the built environment, there's a building where each floor is an ellipse, which is obviously a very classic mathematical shape. But digging a little deeper, we can also see the history of how mathematics and architecture have grown up together. And we looked at a very traditional church that had windows that were decorated with large circles. And inside these larger circles are symmetric arrangements of smaller circles that divide the bigger one into either four parts or five parts or 12 parts. And not only are these symmetric patterns beautiful, but then they also bring out the symbolism of the significance of those numbers, you know, within the faith that's being celebrated in that building.
What inspired you to start these walks?
I think at the root, we have a sort of a cultural problem with mathematics in this country. Because it's seen as disconnected, it's dismissed as unimportant, irrelevant, scary, too difficult to bother with. And that's setting us back. We don't have enough people who get excited about the field, who go into it and help us develop the new ideas and techniques we're going to need to push our technology forward. So we need to get more people involved with mathematics on an everyday basis so they can see the beauty of it and the breadth of it and the applicability of it.
Often the interest for a subject like math begins at a young age, or it can begin at a young
Absolutely.
Age. What would you say is the issue with how math is taught in the classroom?
Well, I mean, math teachers do a great job. They have a tall hurdle to get over. There are a couple of problems. First is we don't have the same support necessarily at home that we do with reading. We get the message all the time, read to your children, talk to them, describe the world that they see around you. We need similar messages in mathematics. The second is they've got a series of specific procedures and techniques that they have to get through because those are going to be on that standardized exam. And it's weighed down with such a sequence of these different rote items that they have to cover that there isn't time to step back and get the bigger picture of how this all fits together and what it means. That's what we in Walk STEM hope to do.
What is the end goal for Walk STEM?
Ultimately, what Walk STEM and the Museum of Mathematics hope to accomplish is for people to, even if they don't feel like they're a math person, even if they're not going to be a mathematician, to be able to understand how mathematics is connected to the world around us and to get a chance to appreciate the beauty and the achievement of mathematics. We can all go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa and appreciate it, even if we're not an artist, even if we don't understand all of the technique that went into creating that artwork. And mathematics is an equally transcendent and triumphant achievement of human spirit and intellect, and everyone's lives can be enriched by seeing that.
Glenn Whitney, thank you so much for being here.
Stella, it's been a real pleasure.